AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The latest school shooting happened today in Perry, Iowa, near Des Moines. Ed Donahue has details.
The call came in just before the start of school.
We got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need general.
A sixth grader was shot and killed. Mitch Mortvet with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation identified the gunman as a 17-year-old student, Dylan Butler.
Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
He later died of what investigators believe was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Friends like Yesenia Roder Hall describe Butler as a good person.
He got tired of the bullying. He got tired of the harassment. Was it a smart idea to shoot up the school? No. God, no. And I am mad at him for that.
Among those shot was the principal of Perry High School. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israel's defense minister has laid out a vision for the next steps in the Gaza war ahead of a visit to the region by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Those steps involve scaling down combat in northern Gaza while continuing to strike Hamas in the southern part of the territory. Meantime, Israel's Mossad chief has vowed to hunt down Hamas members.
Israeli intelligence agency chief David Barnea said, "Every Arab mother should know that if her son participated directly or indirectly in the massacre of October the 7th, he will bear responsibility." The comments come a day after Saleh Haruri, the deputy head of the Palestinian militant group, was killed in a suspected Israeli strike in Beirut. I'm Karen Chamas.
An armed, unmanned surface vessel launched from Houthi-controlled Yemen got within a couple miles of U.S. Navy and commercial vehicles in the Red Sea today before detonating. Hours earlier, the White House had issued a final warning to the Iranian-backed militia group to cease attacks or face potential military action. This is AP News. Winter's here, and if you're listening in the eastern U.S., Rita Foley reports you may want to get your boots ready.
A winter storm system traveling across the nation is expected to dump snow and freezing rain on parts of the East Coast this weekend. So who's going to get what? We ask the National Weather Service's Frank Pereira.
There is some uncertainty with regards to the track, especially as it moves further to the north, which could have significant impacts on the amount and the location of the snowfall that is expected to occur across portions of the northern mid-Atlantic and northeast.
Forecasters say before it's all over, this storm will have moved through Colorado and New Mexico,
southern high plains where we could see some heavy snow,
and into Texas and the southeast before moving up the east coast, getting stronger before reaching New England, and then moving out into the Atlantic by Monday morning. I'm Rita Foley.
Thank you, Rita. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.